44 through 50. Praise the Lord. Jesus cried and said, this means Jesus went with a loud voice, and he said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Because Jesus was the flesh of the Spirit of God. So the Spirit sent the flesh. And he that seeth me, Jesus said, seeth him that sent me. So when you're looking at Jesus, you're looking at the very embodiment of God. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words, if any man hear my words, I want to say that again. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. He's talking about the flesh. The flesh will not judge him. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. But listen to this. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, you're going to have one that will judge. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So his word will judge us. For I have not spoken of myself. The flesh is not speaking of flesh, but the flesh is speaking of the Spirit, the words of God. But the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Everybody say his commandment. Everybody say his word is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. And I know his commandment is life everlasting. Again, whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so that's what I speak. Here's what I want to preach for just a few moments. Holy Ghost has already done a marvelous and powerful thing. Four folks up here speaking in tongues. Amen. Others receiving victory, refreshing, and renewal. Amen. And we praise God for that. But I want to talk about the powerful pull of the edge. The powerful pull of the edge. Let's ask the Lord to bless and move right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we pray your presence. We pray your Spirit. We pray your mercy. We pray your anointing. Let the Spirit prevail. Let the power prevail. Let your presence prevail. Let the anointing flow right now through the Word of God. Let us walk in the Holy Ghost and let us fulfill your will for this service this morning in Jesus' name. Shake someone's hand as you're seated just now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The powerful pull of the edge. Amen. Let me just go right to the point and say, religion is on the edge. Amen. We're living in a day and a time that it is very well known that whatever you want to believe is right. Whatever you want to believe is correct. Whatever you want to believe is right. God's word, his Bible, has no standing. I'm not going to quote names because it wouldn't do any good to do that. In fact, it would probably offend. And so I'm not going to offend. But a worldwide religious leader answered this question when he was asked, is Jesus Christ the Savior? And is the Bible the only direction toward heaven? And he said, if you believe in a God, you are making your way to heaven. So he opened the door for anybody to believe in any kind of God whatsoever, but as long as you got yourself a God, then you're going to make your way to heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, my Bible says, though we or an angel or anyone else preach anything that's been delivered to you other than the word of God, let them be accursed. Now, I'm sorry that man can continue to be popular all he wants to, but I'm not in this for popularity. I am in this to preach the unadulterated word of God. The religious world, not just the world itself. The world itself is plummeting over the edge. Amen. But the religious world has come right to the edge. And where they're going to go from here, I really cannot tell you. But I know exactly where Landmark is going to go from here. We're going to stay right here in the Word of God, because Jesus said you've got one thing that's going to judge you at the end, and that is the Word of God. He said the flesh will not judge you, but the words I'm speaking to you will judge you at the end. We better know today that we have a judge. We better know today that every knee is going to bow and that every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It was said one time about a friend that passed away and died that I know that you're in heaven and you're with the angels of God and you probably got a beer in both hands. My God, that's almost reprobate. Hallelujah. Landmark, you hear me right now. Those kinds of things will not pass the pearly gates. Those kind of things will not walk the streets of gold. And if they can't take it serious, then something serious is getting ready to take them. I said, if they can't take it serious, something serious is getting ready to take over them. They are on the edge. And I'm preaching to somebody right now that perhaps you're here today and maybe you're right there on the edge. But I'm challenging you in the name of Jesus to come away from that edge. Come away from that place. Come away from that spot. Come away from the edge. Hallelujah. You can't hold one world and hold the other at the same time. Everything's rotating and you're going to have to let go of one or the other. I'm telling you to let go of this world and get a stronghold on God. Get a stronghold on truth. Get a stronghold on the anointing. Religion is on the edge. Whatever you want to believe, you can believe it and think it. The pull of the edge has caused people to leap off. I heard the story, and actually it's what gave me the seed for this sermon. And that I heard the story of a preacher that visited the Grand Canyon. And they were taking pictures, and he kept backing up a little closer and a little closer to the edge because you want to get it all, you know. And I'm telling you, there is a pull to the edge for some reason. Amen. How many of you like a fire? You just like a campfire or a fireplace. How many of you like that? Wave at me. See that? Look at that. Looks like a fire out there. And there's something about a fire. Amen. And we have a little camp where we go hunting and we start a fire and we talk about some of the craziest stuff. But while we're talking, we're staring at the fire. Yeah, I know. I believe that. I know. Yeah, they did that, didn't they? And you're just watching something about it draw. And the edge does that. The edge draws. The edge pulls. And he was backing up to that edge. And then a forest ranger walked up and he said, "Sir, if you don't mind, could you just step forward just a little bit?" And the preacher got a little upset, you know, like, well, you know, I'm a grown man. I know better than to fall off the edge, you know. And then the forest ranger said, "Just 2 weeks ago, we had a lady that fell off right there, the very spot you're at." And so he moved forward. If that don't tighten you all up, man, and get you all excited, and it, that might pull you away from the edge. And I'm just challenging you to look around, Landmark, just a little bit. And you don't have to think very long, and you don't have to think very far away, and understand that there are folks that aren't on this platform anymore. There's folks that aren't sitting out there in the chairs anymore. Why? Because they backed up to the edge just a little bit too far. They wanted to get better pictures. They wanted to get better pics. They wanted to get better video. They wanted to get better this, better that, better there, and then they were gone. They fell off. They're over the edge. There's a powerful pull of the edge. Amen. And we need to get away from that. We need to be so far from the edge of the world until when we fall down, we can just simply get back up because we're still in the safety zone. If I'm going to fall, I want to fall in the middle so I can get right back up and keep going again. Amen. I don't want to risk my eternity. I don't want to risk my life, my forever. I don't want to risk that. Amen. And so there's a powerful pull of the edge. There's just something about it. Amen. And then those that don't fall, they leap off the Grand Canyon and commit suicide. There are those that will go to New York, and I think it's New York, where the Sears building is. They put fences around the very top of the building. They have fences around to keep the jumpers from jumping. And then there's great tall bridges. What is that bridge in California that, somebody help me, what is it? Golden Gate Bridge. Amen. My wife and I visited there with the Hoppers years ago, and we walked across that bridge, and they have telephones up there for people that are suicidal so they can call for help. And they have people that will listen to them sitting somewhere 24 hours a day. Amen. A hotline for those that want to jump off the bridge, because something about the edge pulling them and wanting them to leap off no matter what happens. No matter, don't think about what's going to happen. Don't think about the trap. There's just something there that lures people. And then there is the rush to jump and to leap off the edge. Young people are on the edge because our nation and because of our politics and school systems, our colleges, and even some of our parents, they can't see the line. We got young people in blatant rebellion right now against God, against me, against the church, against truth, because they just didn't draw the line, and there's no line, and it's all been romped on and stomped on, and there's no lines. And so young people are in trouble. They can't see the lines. Listen, morality, honesty, and integrity is still a virtue. It is still something to want. It is still something to hunger for. I can't even get an amen. Amen, because what I'm saying is so foreign to America even right now. Amen. Morality is the will of God. Integrity is good. Good character is a good thing to have. Hallelujah. To tell the truth, oh, that's an awesome thing. Apostolics, I said to tell the truth is the right thing to do. Amen. Amen. Look at Jude, verse 17. 17 and 18. But beloved, remember you the words, everybody shout words, which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust in the end time. Hey, don't be so shocked and so surprised by what you're hearing on the news and what's happening in your own neighborhoods and in even little small cultured cities. Amen. Where they're manufacturing their own drugs and putting everything under the sun in there, and people are shooting it in their veins and losing their lives every day. Some of your very family members have lost their lives because of this kind of thing. They came to the edge and they plummeted over. We're living in the last day, and people are going to lose their lives. They're going to walk out of the church. But I'm telling you, there are those that are coming. There are those that are flooding. There are those that are on their way. Amen. We had three people stand here speaking in tongues. I don't even know who they are. Hallelujah. Your sons and your daughters, they're going to come from far. Kings and princes are going to come. Hallelujah. Amen. The house will be full. The anointing is going to break the yoke. We will have revival. Look at Numbers 16, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. I know they're going to make fun of us. I know they're going to mock us. I know they're going to be against us, but not all of them. Just the loud ones and the proud ones. And then there'll be those that don't say a word and trickle in and receive the Holy Ghost. Trickle in and be baptized. Trickle in, hallelujah. And you look out one day and say, my God, we got to build again. Where'd these people come from? They've just been trickling in. They're not loud mouths. They're not proud. They're not on Facebook defying and acting rebellious and acting like they're demon possessed. Hallelujah. Oh no, they're coming into the church. They're praying through. They're laying down alcohol. They're laying down drug addiction. They're getting suicidal thoughts out of their head. Their sons and their daughters are going to be in Sunday school. They're going to be teaching Sunday school. Somebody say, yeah. Look at Numbers 16, 1 through 5. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kodah, the son of Levi, Dathan, Abiram, the sons of Eli, and on, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben. He took men. This is great lineage. Did you hear that lineage? Did you hear that bloodline? Those are guys we preach about. Some of those guys are guys that we hold in high honor and esteem. And Korah is kin to them. You say, I can't live for God. I got a dysfunctional family. Well, welcome to the crowd. You ain't the only one. I ain't calling names. I know better than that. Hallelujah. You might have to vote a new preacher in next week. Praise God. And then the Bible said they rose up before Moses. He got them to rise up against their leader with certain of the children of Israel. 250 princes, royalty of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you. You're too popular. You ever heard this? You think you're something. Really? When did I say that? I think you think I'm something because that's why you said it. You just ain't saying it right. If you think I'm something, tell me I'm something. Don't get all mad about it. Amen. Seeing all the congregation, he said, are holy. Every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Flotsy-da. Wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. Oh, you think you're something. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. That's what we do. We say, Lord, why is she talking like this? Holy Ghost, why is he spreading stuff like this? Why are they even feeling this kind of spirit? Holy Ghost, what do I do? That's what Moses did. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 31. I wish I had time. Praise God. What verse is this? Look at this. He spake unto Korah, and he said to all of his company, all those guys that Korah got with him. Amen. Let's go back to verse number 5. I'm sorry. And he spoke to Korah and all the company, saying, even tomorrow, the Lord's going to show you who are his and who's holy, and will cause him to come near unto him. Even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. In other words, Moses said, Korah, I'm going to show you tomorrow this ain't a Moses thing, that this is a God thing. I'll show you this. And if you think that we think we're something, God's going to show you something tomorrow. Now look at verse 31. I wish I had time for the whole chapter. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. It just caved in. Everybody look at your neighbor and say, the world caved in. And if you don't think your world can't cave in, if all of your hope, if all of your help, if all of your confidence, and if all of your strength is in this world, you're going to be awakened to a very rude awakening in the future, just as Korah was, because the world opened up and swallowed him. Amen. If we think cheating God on tithing and showing our income to be something else other than what it is, amen, and then we put it all in buildings and we put it all in stocks and we put it all in land and banking accounts and all of that and say, hey, this is what it is. This is what it really is. Hey, God knows what it really is. Amen. If we think our friends are God, and we think Budweiser is God, and we think illicit drugs are God, and illicit sex is God, hey, God knows what God is. And Korah's getting ready to find out who God is. And everybody on the edge is going to find out who God is. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their houses and all the men that appertained unto Korah and all of their goods. Verse 33, they and all that appertained to them went down alive in the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. They were no longer a part of the church, and they were out of sight, and God put them out of mind, and the Lord spoke and said, "Now, Moses, move on. I've got them out of your way." Hallelujah, because they were not talking about you. They were talking about me, but they just didn't have the guts enough to point their finger at me, so they pointed their finger at you. I don't care. Hallelujah. Let me be the buffer between you and God. And you say whatever you want to say about me, but listen to this. I'm calling for repentance. I'm calling for baptism. I'm calling for the Holy Ghost. Somebody help me worship God and let the Holy Ghost speak to you right now. They cried out to Jesus when they crucified him. Brother Bolden, they had the fortitude to look at our Savior after they had already been gratified with his nudity, gratified by butchering him, gratified by plucking his beard, putting a crown of thorn in the blood, squirting 10 feet. They were already gratified that now they want to cry out, "Now save yourself. You're the Messiah. You're the Savior. Now save yourself." Honey, if that's not on the edge, I don't know what the edge is. And I'll tell you something about that little story and that little scenario. 3 days later, he did. He said, "Destroy it and I'll raise it right back up. I ain't gonna do it because you told me to, but I'll do it on my time." Hallelujah. You could say what you want to about anything you want to around here, but I'm telling you, God's going to do what he's going to do in his time. God's going to raise it up in his time. God's going to give it revival in his time. God's going to move on it in his time. The anointing's going to touch it on his time. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's people in here right now, you have a heart toward Landmark. You've got a spirit toward God, and there ain't nothing going to take that away, because the gift God gave you is without repentance, and that's going to cause you to come right. I ain't finished preaching. Amen. I'm going somewhere else here in just a moment. Amen. But I want to tell you right now, hallelujah, we got to get away from a certain edge. Amen. They cried out, "Jesus, save yourself." Mockings, perversions, pollutions. If we can care about our bodies and what goes in our bodies and all this nutrition and all this. I have never seen a nation so careful about their body and all of that. And that's fine. I am all for that to a certain extent. Amen. Just don't show me a cream horn. Cream horns, they have a devil. And I will devour them. Keep them from tempting anybody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so all this, but we care so much about the body. And what goes, why can't we care about our spirits and our souls and who's feeding us? And when they're feeding us, what are they feeding us? When they say it, what are they saying? When they do it, what are they doing? When they mean it, what do they mean? When they preach it, what are they preaching? When they sing about it, what are they singing? Hallelujah. I'm caring about what goes in my spirit. I'm caring about what goes in my mind. I'm caring about what goes in my heart. Don't you put me on the edge of some kind of religion that cares less about the truth of God's word. You preach to me the truth. You tell me, I don't care if it hurts. I don't care if it feels good. I don't care if it feels bad. You tell me the truth. Even the church is feeling the push and the pull of the edge. There's no sin anymore. There's only sickness. You notice that? There's only disease. Amen. I got myself an unruly kid. I don't know what to do with him. How old is he? 3. I know what to do with him. And I get locked up for it. But I got an unruly kid and I don't know what to do with him. He's 3 years old. Drug him. Drug him. Half the school system's on drugs. Little kid's like, He's not doing good in his grades. He can't focus. Well, you don't focus on drugs. Hello? Drug them. It's a disease. Alcoholics, drug them. It's a disease. Now they're on alcohol and drugs. Nicotine addicts, vape them. It's a business. Whole stores all over the nation, vape them. Don't you feel better now? Oh, Jesus. There's no sin anymore. Amen. Why can't we preach conviction and get them to feel bad about it? And maybe they can lay it on the altar and the Holy Ghost can overpower nicotine. And the Holy Ghost can overpower alcoholism. And the Holy Ghost can overpower meanness and hatefulness. Hallelujah. And all of these things that are plaguing our world. Amen. Listen, you can't take a drug and make it to heaven. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. And our children need the Holy Ghost. And their children need the Holy Ghost. Here's my point. If we're going to be pushed to the edge, let's go to the edge of the truth. Let's go to the edge of repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like I need to repent. Why don't you just jump? Amen. I'm on the edge of being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of my sins. And I tell you, if you come in closer, I'm going to jump. And we're coming up there to push you. I'm on the edge of the Holy Ghost. Well, honey, you just get right in there and you get you some Holy Ghost. Amen. I want some folks to come to the edge today. Why don't you get to the edge of victory? Why don't you get to the edge of deliverance? Why don't you get to the edge of joining and being a part of this church? Why don't you get to the edge of tithing, offering, sacrifice? Why don't you get to the edge of giving it everything you've got so God can take what you've got and give you the rest? Why don't you get to the edge of salvation? Get to the edge of revival, evangelism, and church growth, holiness and righteousness before God. Let's go to the edge. Hallelujah. Amen. These people that feel the force to go over the edge with your prescriptions. Amen. Listen, I got a prescription for you. Hallelujah. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. You'll feel better. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, even so much more as you see the day approaching. That'll make you feel better. Lift holy hands without doubting, without wrath, and praise the Lord in the sanctuary. Make a loud noise on the cymbal. Play the organ and the stringed instrument. Sing unto the Lord. You'll feel better. Hey, man, why don't you overdose on some of that prescription? Why don't you take some of that and get addicted to that? Because that's an addiction that's not an affliction. Get in here and feel the urge to go over the edge with Jesus. Let the rushing, mighty wind of the Holy Ghost fill you. Oh, let it fill you to the deep. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, hallelujah. Let's stand. Praise God. I want to ask you today, hallelujah. I want to challenge you today. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Let us praise Him. Let's go over the edge. Let us worship Him. Go over the edge. I don't care how fanatical they think I am. They don't know where God brought me from. I was a fan of the world. I was fanatical about ungodliness. I was fanatical about drugs. I was fanatical about alcohol. I was fanatical about the world. I was right there at the edge, but He snatched me away, and now I'm on the other precipice. I'm on another edge. So let us come. Let us rejoice. Let us sing. Feel the powerful pull of the edge. No longer a spectator, but a participator. Hallelujah. In the greatest thing going in the world today. What is it? Bible-based Christian living. Go over the edge. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Feel the push. Jump. Jump into the depth of His presence. Jump into His power. Step across the line with a made-up mind. It's going to take your breath away. Hallelujah. Three areas of revival. Three areas refreshing are coming to our land. Prayer is one of them. Last night, we had a serious prayer meeting here with our prayer warriors. I don't know if some of you are aware of this or not, but we meet every Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. To some of us, it ain't optional. To some of us, there ain't no decision making about it. To some of us, it ain't whether I got time or not. It ain't whether it's on my schedule. Hey, to some of us, we've got to be here because we are prayer warriors. We were challenged last night by the Spirit. Come out wherever you are and go at it with a force and give it everything you've got. In other words, go over the edge. Another refreshing is coming, and it's praise. We have service warriors. We have people that are going to praise Him, whether the song is slow, whether the song is fast, whether the song is old, whether the song is new. Amen. They're going to praise Him because we got praise warriors. And then Brother Anthony Mangan said it yesterday. Hallelujah. We are in an era of the revelation and the revival of the name of Jesus. And that, to me, is lifestyle warriors.
Hallelujah. My Lord.
You need to jump over the edge that everything you do in Jesus' name. Everything you pray about is in Jesus' name. Everything you believe is in Jesus' name. Everything you trust is in Jesus' name. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you look, the way you behave yourself. Hey, that's in the name of Jesus. I want you to come to the powerful pull of the edge. I want you to feel it. I hope you fall. I hope you fall down. I hope you fall over the edge. I hope you fall in love with Jesus. I hope you fall in love with the church. I hope you fall in love with souls. I hope you fall so deep you can't get out. Are you ready for this? Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. For I am persuaded, everybody shout me, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. My, 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 my. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Hey, brother, take us to verse 38. I'm persuaded. It ain't going to happen. Death, I don't care. Life, great. Angels, there's deceptive angels that fell out of heaven just because they're saying something that may feel sweet and fluffy doesn't mean it's true. Go to the Word of God and verify it. Principalities, principles and rules and regulations about things. Powers, things present, things to come. Here we go. I'm persuaded. Paul said, I got my mind made up. Neither death, hallelujah, height, depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. I am so thankful that Paul included me. I am so thankful that Paul included you. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest preachers in the universe. He said, there is nothing that can separate us. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can take us away from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to come down. I want you to join us right now. I want you to come singing. I want you to come praising. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Make your way to the front. Make your way to a place of safety. Make your way to a place of harbor. Make your way to the edge.
What does it mean to receive?
Come on to the edge.
Is it more than just
come on to the edge?
More than just
come on to the edge.
Woo. What does it mean to be given?
Now let's give it to Him. Now let's give it to Him. Let's surrender it to Him. Let's submit it to Him. Oh, my, 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 my.
To be salt and light in the world.
Come on.
To be salt and light. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Say so.
Say so. Say so.
Ah, somebody say it.
Redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm on the edge,
let
Lord.
The redeemed of the Lord say so.
I'm on the
let
edge.
The redeemed of the Lord say so.
Oh,
say so.
Yes.
Say so.
Oh, Holy Ghost.
So that we would see through Jesus.
Yeah.
So we could show the world heaven. Show what it means to be His.
My God.
To be formed in His likeness. Ooh. Show that we have a purpose.
Yeah.
To be salt and light in the world, in the world. To be salt and light in the world.
Lift your hands and praise Him together with me. Lift your hands and thank Him together with me. Amen. Let us all come to the edge. And Brother George, let's jump. Paul jumped. When Paul jumped off the edge, he got to a place where he could not come back. That's why he was able to say, I don't care what came in the past. I don't care what comes in the present. And I don't care what comes in the future. I've drawn the line. I've stepped over the line. I have plummeted. I have fallen. And I can't get back up. Hallelujah. Amen. I've stepped over. And I thank God for a place where we can go that we don't go back. In Jesus' name. God bless you today. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another. If you want to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, please see somebody from the church here and we will gladly get that done. Amen.